Welcome to our podcast. I'm Frank Long, Editorial Director for Rehab Management. Our focus today is on patient referrals. Speaking with us is Lance Labneau, physical therapist and owner of Movement Solutions, a physical therapy outpatient clinic based in Wilmette, Illinois. Lance, thank you for joining us.
Frank, thanks for having me.
Let's begin by talking about many of your patients who are self-referred. Do you think self-referring is a growing trend? And if so, how will it change the way physical therapists communicate with patients and other healthcare professionals?
That's a great question. I think that depends on the practice you're trying to create. And to clarify the question, many of our patients are mainly referred by other patients. Sometimes they've been referred by 3 to 5 other patients, which always wow us. One of the things that we're noting is that, you know, more MDs, primary care physicians, are leaving their private practices and becoming employees of large hospital groups. So for us, it then becomes trying to find ways to get our bread and butter, to see our patients. We're definitely finding it more challenging for private practices to receive direct referrals just because of this. Other things that we're finding is how to communicate and develop specific messages targeted to each of our patients. Right now, we have about 20 specific groups, or what we call market segments, that we have separately. So when someone comes in and they have chronic pain or Parkinson's disease, we'll notate that in our client records so that if somehow in the next couple months something comes on that we see in the news articles about Parkinson's disease, we'll actually let patients know about that, and we'll send an email, and sometimes we'll even send mail or call them. So what we're finding is that we always have to let patients know that we care.
What are the biggest challenges about acquiring and retaining self-referred patients? And Lance, how does your EMR and revenue cycle management software help you solve these challenges?
Well, the biggest challenges are definitely when you're finding patients that are self-referred is it takes a lot more patients to get more patients to come in. So that means it's a lot of word of mouth. So I may have worked with someone 5 years ago, and then 5 years later, all of a sudden a new patient comes in from that self-referral. Whereas going in from your doctors, spending the time marketing to them, they may send you, 3 to 4 patients a week. So by marketing to medical doctors, they can send you a constant stream of new patients. The thing what I like is that when patients are referred from other patients, they automatically become on board and listening to what you have to say. I've actually find it easier, and it takes less physical therapy visits to get someone better. Now, the EMR systems, how do they help us solve our challenges? Well, Clinician is the one that we use, and they're very easy to use. And so when our front office person takes a phone call and has a new patient schedule, one of the boxes to check off with it are to find out who they heard about us from. So about every month, what we do is we print out a report, find out who the patients that we've seen, and find out the top referrers. And when we hear about the patients that have referred us, new patients, we give them a call. We want to let them know that we really care about them and that we're really thankful. I think that really helps build a larger and a more solid referral base.
What metrics are most critical for gauging patient satisfaction? And how can your EMR help capture and analyze those metrics to help you turn them into actionable data?
Wow, that's a great question. One of the things, there's a report in Clinician, and it's called the days in AR. So it's basically how many days it takes for a patient to pay. And I've noticed in the past 4 months that we've been under 30 days. That means once we document the note, sign off, and then finally have insurance and our clients pay, it's been under 28 days. And I think that definitely is helpful of how clinicians able to track not only when a patient comes in, but actually how many unsigned notes you have, how many average days there are for therapists to sign off on a note. And so I think, I guess all those metrics give us a handle on how we're doing and what to focus on now.
Lance, how do you train your front-end staff to sell your practice to new referrals? And what role does your EMR and revenue cycle management software play in making them successful?
One of the things we do is we have a frequently asked questions page. So when a new front office person or a current front office person is working with a new client wanting to schedule appointments, it has a list of common issues that people have. And then as new questions come up, we'll continue to add it to our list. So then everyone has a better handle on how to take care of our new patients and how to help them. Now, how does our EMR system and revenue cycle management software play? Well, one of the things that I love about Clinician is that it puts it all together. They include scheduling, documentation, billing, and then even the collection side of things. So therefore, it makes it easier for us to build patient loyalty. The reports that even show you how many days it actually takes for a therapist to sign on a note, we can then look at it and find out specific therapists why it's taking them longer, because ultimately the patient's going to get their bill longer, and then it's going to take longer sometimes to collect that money.
What are the most important steps a physical therapist or practice owner can take to build patient loyalty?
Well, that just comes down to the basic premise, is just letting the patients know that you care. One of the ways that we do this is throughout the year, we'll just send information that's specific to their interests, whether it's in sports, whether it's in incontinence and having difficulty with that. Other things that we realize, too, is that we don't send them every piece of information that we have, because we know that can overwhelm them. And even then, sometimes it'll put their information or our information into the spam folders. And once we do that, we basically lost a way of communicating. Other effective ways that we do is that we use a CRM system, a contact relationship management system, that also helps us, along with Clinician, to get the information out to our patients. Other things that I think that are important is to basically provide consistent care and even resources. So one of the things that we do is when a new patient, once they schedule, we send them a new patient welcome packet through email. It's about a 10-page report, and it lets them know what are the things that we expect when they come to physical therapy. For instance, letting them know that they need to bring a prescription in. They need a copy of their insurance card. Other ways of how to dress, how to be prepared, letting them know that they may even be painful afterwards and what that means.
We've been speaking with Lance Labneau, physical therapist and owner of Movement Solutions. Lance, thank you for joining us.
Frank, thanks for having me.